going to play out, but they get their opportunity to bounce back this weekend at home again against Essendon. And Mark Webb, the Fremantle Dockers assistant, joins us on the program now. Good morning to you, Webby.
Hi, Adam. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Great to have you on the program again, mate. We spoke to you last week. We asked about the intensity and how it was going to start, but it just wasn't there in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, look, it was obviously a disappointing start, but I think if we put things in perspective, you look at that first quarter, we certainly had a lot of inside 50s, and I think we were just about even on the inside 50 count, but they were a lot cleaner with the ball and a lot better with their ball movement inside 50. And obviously, a lot of their defenders, like McGovern and Wellingham, had a strong impact on any entries we had. So we've learned a fair bit from that. And I think we hopefully take a fair bit from that game, a bit smarter with our use inside 50 and certainly helping our key backs like Hamling and Johnson, and helping them a bit more than what we did on the weekend, and making sure that we can then support our defence and also a bit smarter with our ball use inside 50.
Webby, I'm glad you brought up about helping the defence, because I've seen a couple of Freo games this year, and again being there on the weekend, I think Joel Hamling is an absolute ripper, and he couldn't have done anything more on the weekend. It sounds bizarre considering his opponent got the medal, but he was one of your best, I thought. Was just so close to Josh Kennedy all night, but as you said, when the midfield's not helping, there's no pressure and Kennedy's getting it laced out, no one's going to beat him.
Yeah, it's very tough. When it's one-on-one with Kennedy in forward 50, in the dungeon they call it, that there's not many players that can possibly do much when there's space in front of him and behind. So, yeah, it was the tough part then, obviously, was how we're going to get some numbers back. We think we could have been a bit better as a supporting defence and as a midfield to help put a bit more pressure on the ball. So we've learned a lot from that. I think everyone can see the addition of Joel this year has been really strong. And certainly in the previous few weeks where we've given him that extra support, he's really been one of our best players and certainly been strong against key forwards like Cloak and the like. So he's we've just got to help him out and make sure that support's there for him. Again, this week, certainly against Essendon with players like Danaher and the like as well.
And I think it was Ross Lyon that said that maybe they lack a bit of height in the forward line. Is that the reason Tavern has come in and he'll get his opportunity again?
Yeah, look, there's a bit of part of, I don't think we used it that well and gave the opportunity to forwards. And then there's potential for opportunities again to, if Matt does come in. We've still got our last training session today and the side we always, as it does, gets finalised after that. So you got to weigh up the conditions and making sure that. But with Matt, he's been really strong with his form over a consistent period of 5 or 6 weeks at Peel, and he's been kicking goals and taking strong contested marks. So he's been putting his hand up and it's been good for him, and hopefully the opportunities fall the right way.
Fremantle Dockers assistant Mark Webb on the program with us this morning. Mark, Michael Walters, one of the more exciting Fremantle players going around, and I think what we love about him is that he shows his emotion, good or bad, but the recent weeks have been disappointing. That sort of came out with a few off-the-ball incidents and a few little scuffles as well, and that's also been sort of mentioned that he might just go into the midfield just for a little bit, just to get the hands on the footy and hopefully build that confidence back up.
Yeah, definitely. I think at points we've done that with Michael, and last year he probably had a fair bit of time through the midfield in certain games and started there. So it's making sure we balance that and give him the opportunities there. And it's a lot tougher for the opposition sides to set their number one small defender on him as well, when there's a bit more flexibility of him going inside and forward as well. So that's certainly the opportunities we're looking at for Sonny. And I think he's shown the capabilities of playing mid and forward as well.
Mark, is it annoying sometimes that Sandler gets his hand on the ball so often at bounces and all that we're not getting the number of clearances that you probably think with such dominance?
I think that's the nature of the football. Certainly when you've got a dominant ruck that sides are going to set up and congest certain areas of clearances, I think we've been in that area. Clearance has been fairly strong, and again on the weekend we're pretty strong with our clearance numbers and hits to advantage. So yeah, you're not always going to get 100% clean hits to advantage and dominance there. We continue to work on making sure the hits are to our advantage and we get the ball going the right way, and we'll continue to do so. So that's the area we'll continue to work on. But the figures this year have been quite strong with our centre square bounce ability to kick goals and from stoppages as well. So, yeah, it hasn't been the key reason, I think, of the loss last week. And I think that it's certainly given us opportunities in a lot of games this year.
Mark, we had an SMS come in from Rob. He said, can you please ask Webby from the Dockers what Collins has to do to get a game? Best again last weekend.
Yeah, look, Sam Collins has been very good at Peel, and I think that he's been super consistent. And the key one with Sam is that his form's been really strong, but the opportunities, I think, with the sides we've been playing, we're really... we've had two key tools with Johnson and Hamling. It's very hard with their form to knock them out. So it hasn't been really Sam not doing enough at Peel. It's just been the opportunities have been limited with certainly the sides we've been playing who have been playing mainly one or two tools and then that mid-range forward, which a player like Gary Gibbetson and Nathan Hughes can play on. So he's been super consistent. He's been really strong and no doubt the opportunity at some stage will present itself for Sam and he keeps playing some great football at Peel.
When you've sat down and had a look at Essendon and studied them, well, what are the areas that they've sort of stood out in? I mean, they've been pretty inconsistent. They're resting a lot of players this week. But what are the areas that you've noticed and you've got to focus on?
Yeah, look, I think the changeover and the players that have come in, they've got some good speed in their forward line and some creativity there. Sometimes it doesn't hit the scoreboard, sometimes it does. And you have a look against Collingwood, they were super dominant at kicking a score and their mids giving him supply as well. So, look, their consistency, probably last week they missed some opportunities, but they've been a side that has played some really strong football through the midfield. And once they get it to ground, their forward line, they've got some really quick forwards that can certainly put you under pressure. So, yeah, it's going to be a strong challenge again this week. As you've talked about, clearances are going to be vital on us trying to put pressure on and locking the ball into our forward line. I think that when we've done that over the previous couple of weeks, we've been really strong, and that's a key for us with our small forwards being able to lock the ball in and fight and keep that forward pressure on.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that game. Fremantle taking on Essendon. Domain Stadium is the final game of the round as well. Webby, really appreciate your time. Best of luck come the weekend.
No problems. Thanks, guys.